October 28th, 2021.
Good morning, and welcome to Family Life. Your host, Serena Muhammad, and Dr. Nadia Muhammad. This program is sponsored by New Africa Excellence, Mirage Speaks. Dr. Muhammad will be with us at the end of the month to speak about public health initiatives. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most gracious and most merciful. I greet the listening audience in the peace of As-Salaamu Alaikum. This week, we have a wonderful special guest, the entertainer Ms. Art Array, a native of Washington, D.C., is classically trained vocalist, songwriter, graduated from the prestigious Duke Ellington School of the Arts in Washington, D.C. Art has opened for and learned from such superstars as Kanye West, Miguel, Faith Evans, and many more. Art's debut single, California Sunset, was released in 2019. Well-received and reviewed, following fans eagerly anticipating more. Art's follow-up music release in July 2020, Keep On, was selected by the group Black Women for Biden as its theme song for Gen Z Millennials events leading up to the imminent presidential election. Sessions for her debut album have just concluded, and Art is extremely excited to share it with the world. It features a fantastic global roster of musicians and includes horns and a 25-piece string orchestra, bass, guitars, drums, piano, a choir, a shimmering production featuring funk, soul, pop, and truth. Art's television interviews include Laura Stokes, Fox 5, Get Ready for Even More Good Times, her new 2021 single release. Art says dark times, no thanks. Good Times is a dance floor reading.
January the 27th, 2021, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and March the 17th, 2021, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Mirage Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion.
King Muhammad. We'll continue where we left off on Monday. Senses and the whole body serves brain perception. However, the senses and the whole body serve human perception, though we know we have these senses of taste, sense of hearing, sense of smell, sense of sight, and sense of feeling. We have these five senses, but the whole body serves the need in the brain.
Okay, you should be live now. Go ahead.
Okay. We had some technical difficulty. So we will begin and we will open with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihu kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. We thank Imam Musa, our technician, because sometimes we have trouble and we have to correct it, and he's our technician. So thank you, my brother. The Quran, Surah 89, Ayat 27 to 30. soul-pleasing God and self. The Quran, Surah 26, Ayah 89, bring to Allah a pure heart. For all of this to grow and grow with force and be stable and constant, people, we must sacrifice our own pleasures for the sake of pleasing Allah. That's the only guarantee for really pleasing yourself. It is in sacrificing your pleasures to please Allah. When you do that, then pleasures come to you. There is an evil, no immoral thing or intention that is troubling your life that can't be removed with just this one instruction. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above yourself and everything else, all the corruption, the evil, the jealousy, the envy will get out of your life. This is the key, but we can't get ahead if we envy each other, if we have no just cause to deny the person the station that they are on or they earned except that we want it for ourselves. We can't get anywhere like that. We have to become a people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and goodness. And whenever goodness goes, we're happy to see it go. If it's going up and to a better place, we cheer goodness on the higher and better places. The corruption, lies, selflessness, we hate to see that go up, but let us cheer the goodness on, whether it be us or somebody else, whether it be an African-American or a Sudanese or a Nigerian, or whether it be a Syrian or a Caucasian or a honky from the South. If he's good, cheer him on. Tell him, go on, man, and we will truly be successful. Success via pure heart brings to Allah a pure heart. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us on and on and on and strengthen our faith and cleanse our faith and perfect our faith and give our hearts totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the end, dear people, the same thing that gives birth to the intelligence that is influencing the healthy growth of the intelligence will be needed to save the intelligence, and believe it or not, the thing that gives healthy growth to the intelligence that also saves the intelligence when the intelligence goes corrupt. It is a pure heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come to him with a pure heart. That's salvation. I hope you understand. Sajda is heart above brain. So when you put your forehead on the rug to make sajda, tell me which is higher, the brain or the heart? The heart is above the brain in our most submissive position. The brain is down and the heart is above the brain. That tells us that if we want to submit to God, you have to put your heart above your intelligence. Oh, Allah bless us with perfect faith. Save us from the temptation of this corrupt society. Make us love our al-Islam. Make us love Muslim life. Make us love the pure Muslim brothers and sisters. Make us decent, strong parents, decent community people. Make us a light in this troubled African-American society for a rebirth of a people who have long been dead. Ameen. The Quran Surah 89, Ayah 27 to 28. The greatest pleasure is the pleasure in knowing that you are responsible to your Creator and that you are doing something credible in the eyes of your Creator. That's the greatest pleasure. Dear beloved people, pain and pleasure are the first governors in our lives. I repeat, pain and pleasure are the first governors in our lives. When the new life is born, it is born here out of great travel, great pain, great suffering. Udinese, ancient Greeks, and the leisure. So the Greek people, as we know, once had great civilization, but something happened. They created so much material comfort that leisure became the factor in their life. And since their minds had already fastened to the full on the sciences, denied on the environment, they had grown old and had left that age, that stage, pardon me, of youthful curiosity. They weren't serious about it anymore. So they are vulnerable, and they were open to the influences. Leisure time recreation. Now, leisure sometimes works to a people's advantage as well as to their disadvantage. So when the mind is alive, leisure works to your advantage, because at that time, the mind is like the mind of an infant or a little baby. The mind is very curious. The mind is very excited in its environment. His intellect is alive and hungry, and he is using that leisure time to recreate himself. So what we call recreation today once was recreation. Our pleasure operates in our life. Sleeping is natural. Sleeping is going to revitalize your metabolism, right? So look, you go to it liking it. No one wants to face death. But we can all die at night because we know it's not permanent. We know sleep is going to feel good. Even discharging waste matters. If you recall or if you give it a thought, there is a pleasure involved. Why? Because that is a function that is vital for the support of your total life. The Quran, Surah 89, Ayah 27 to 30, Soul at Rest, Enter My Garden. Bukhari, page 2, 250, Bilal, Footsteps Ahead. The relationship between the heart and the brain. If you have something worthy of being respected as supreme, then address the master in the house. Let the master reply to your message. Don't bypass. My intelligence and say, we want your heart to respond. Yes, my heart will respond, but my heart does not like to respond unless it is accompanied by its master. My heart is ready to respond to good things, to decent things, to right things, but my heart doesn't like to go first. My heart says, are you awake, master, in the light tower? And if the heart gets no reply up there, then the heart will feel its way, but the heart is feeling its way with the original intelligence that is inherited from Adam. So the heart will say, well, the master who was born on October 30th, 1933, on a Monday has gone to sleep, and I'm confronted with situations I have had delight. The heart says that he's asking me to judge this message of the baby of Bethlehem, and the lighthouse is not on because the baby that was born October the 30th, 1933 is going to sleep. So I have to now go back to my inherent nature and consult with my first master. I have to consult Adam. The heart says, what is this now? What is this? It doesn't strike me as being right. So the heart is capable of intelligent speech. This is not Reverend Woodhart. This is not Reverend Fishhart. This is not Bo Diddley's heart. This is the heart of Adam speaking. And it says it wants understanding. Haven't you heard the expression they say, foolish heart? Pardon me. Do you recall the song, My Foolish Heart? That implies that some hearts are not foolish. So the heart is capable of responding intelligently, but some hearts are foolish. Why? They are tricked, they are deceived, and they are hoodwinked. They are influenced out of their normal responses. The heart is not an ignorant piece of flesh. The heart is an intelligent piece of flesh. It doesn't have to have book knowledge. It doesn't have to go to college. The only thing it has to do is stay real, stay natural. And that heart can deal intelligently with matter. It can compute it can't compute calculus. It can't plan the direction for us to, for a constructing this building, But it can tell us when somebody is coming right and when they are not. It can tell us when we are about to throw ourselves in trouble. It has that kind of intelligence alert in it to protect the human being from bad decisions. So the heart is capable of intelligence. Heart is the seat of human intelligence. So the message of the Quran is respect the heart. And it says, never did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change the condition of a people until they first changed the attitude of their heart. What is that telling us? That the heart is the seat of human intelligence. The brain develops thereafter. And when the brain gets in trouble, then the heart must go back to its original orientation as a responsive organ for intelligent life. And its preservation, sensing with sincerity, with purity of intention, what is best for the life of the creature and for society. If our hearts are not right, the brain cannot come to life. But once the brain comes to life, then the heart steps back. The heart takes a back seat and trusts the brain to chart the safe course through the neighborhood or through the situation. And only when the brain runs into difficulty and says, I can't handle this situation, the heart comes up and says, my husband has been locked out. I have to consult the knowledge that God has talked into me from the beginning. I have to consult with my innate intelligence. I have to rise from my ancient seat of authority. I have to ignore the world, and I have to think with surety that God gave me until my husband wakes up. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful? But look, when man dies, he hopes for another life. If he's a faithful believer in his Lord, he hopes that he will get a meeting with his Lord. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O soul at rest, come back to your Lord. Enter you my paradise amongst my bondsmen, my servants. So look at the call. If I say to the man, to Allah, if I say to the female, come, I say to Allah. If I say to the male, I say Idriji. If I say to the female sex, I say Idriji. The heart gets into paradise, not the brain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to the heart. Your brain won't get into paradise. Your heart must get into paradise. Heart leads the brain in prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Muhammad a heart that he can follow. I can follow this heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for me, so my brain does not lead my heart in prayer. My heart leads my brain. And my heart says, come to prayer. But our footsteps ahead represent heart in prayer. I say, who is that? I say, you don't know? I say, who is that, Bilal? My heart says, come to prayer. I say, who is that? How can it be Bilal? It says, this is Bilal. Come to prayer. And my heart says, come to success. I say, who is that? My heart says, this is Bilal. I say, what Bilal? May God be pleased with him. He passed long time ago. My heart says, come to success. I say, what? Is this really Bilal? My heart says, look, accept that I am Bilal. I say, oh, are you the same Bilal? My heart says, I go in front of you like I went in front of the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. I said, what are you, the same that went in front of the prophet, the same creation, but not the same person? I said, oh, these things are wonderful to behold. Speak to me some more, please. And my heart says, Kukada Bada Kamata Salat. Kukada must Bada Kukada Kamata Salat. And for prayer. And take over in the lighthouse. But who sent me to my post? Who put me on my post? Bilal called me to my post. And I took my post. And Bilal kept quiet. God led him to his duties. Let's see how wonderful you can carry it out. And the brain concerning from the relation of God recites the revelation. And the heart raises over now, every now, and then, and prays. It respects the accomplishment of the brain. And the heart says, Alhamdulillahi. The brain says, Alhamdulillahi. And the heart says, oh, pretty good. But in the second rak'ah, let's make it better. I'm so proud of you. The Quran, Surah 90, Ayah 2, you're a free man in the city. Freedom doesn't mean not having a chain on you. If so, we were free in 1865. Freedom means more than that. To some of us, freedom means having a car, a big hat, fancy shoes, clothes, eating yourself full. That's not what Frederick Douglass, Marcus Garvey, Dr. King, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, W.D. Muhammad, concept of freedom. A bird in a cage has that freedom. Is well fed, better than the baby. If that's all you want, you don't belong to the freedom movement of your ancestors. They wanted total freedom, and in order to have that kind of dignity, you must have more than bread on the table, clothes on your back, car, shelter over your head. That is only the aspirations of the ordinary animal. And caged, enslaved, domestic animals ask for that. A free animal wants more than that. He wants his own domain, dignity in his own house, leadership on court, execute his own authority. So humans feel free, so find a path of enlightenment. So the human is a free soul. To find the path of enlightenment to make a contribution to the improvement to the world. There are levels of hope, aspirations, and if you're a true human, you won't be satisfied with shakable, uncertain conditions. In America, the Irish have traditions, Irish mind. Their children are being fed the Irish mind. The Italian have Italian minds and traditions. So it goes for Spanish, Indian, etc. So I want to be part of the force that dictates design what tomorrow will be. I have to have an independent vision and my own way of looking at life in the world. So life is dangerous. You don't make it safer by being a coward. I fear only the moment you start to be afraid. Then you are in danger. A people without hope are finished. Not individual hope, collective hope. We have to establish collective hope of the people when we have to encourage everybody to identify in that collective hope. So the media won't throw half of their community after Superfly values, another half after sissy values, another after brute values. So if we don't have something to unify our aspirations, then our aspirations can be taken up by any forces. Religion gives gravity to spirit. Can you see the importance of seeing yourself as a spiritual entity? Religion is important because it gives that central part of gravity. It gives gravity to the spirituality of the human. It brings the windy nature to some kind of form, discipline, so the forces of the world won't take it away. They know by studying our biological and physiological nature how it works with conscience to influence the conscious. They have learned that habit can take over mind and conscience, and all they have to do is give us habit for a long enough time, and that habit will dominate and put out the light of intelligence. The habit will rule where intelligence once ruled. So they give us habit to condition our minds to accept more and more immorality. Animal instructions protect it. I want you to see how they use science to reach you through your biological and bring your mind down to the lowest primitive level. They can reduce the human mind lower than the mind of the brute beast, because it's not in the beast's intellect to follow discipline outside of its instinctive mold that he has been put in by God. Has been put in an instinctive mode by God, and you can't bring him out of that instinctive mode except by chemical alteration. And while he's outside of it, he's out of his own conscience. So he's just like a dead thing, and pretty soon he dies. He tries to mate with another one. He probably can pass on his cell's aversion. This mutated cell may pass on any sexual intercourse, but the beast that you do that to is finished. He's finished. But you can do it to a human being, and he stays alive. He not only passes on his mutant gene to the other generation, but he also carries this on and feeds it to the society and makes the whole living society become like him, you see, because he's able to follow it and carry it on, whereas the beast that you manipulate behavior through chemical changes, you destroy that beast. And the other beasts, they don't learn from him. They will run away from that crazy beast because God has put their intelligence in a mold. They can't come out of it. They see some beast come along doing some crazy thing. They aren't going to copy that. Freedom may cause trouble, but eventually leads to God. Nature eventually will overcome perversion. But somebody can walk in our masjid on one leg with one toe, touching every other step, leaning at an angle of this 30 degrees, almost falling, you know. And if we let him go on and don't say anything to him, pretty soon one brother will copy him. After a while, there is five or six brothers copying him. Pretty soon, here comes a sister walking sideways. That's because God has respected us so much. He has put so much trust in our nature that he made that. He allows us freedom to step outside of the mold that he cast us in and do a devious, a perverted, a freakish thing if we want to. Because he has put into us such great obedience to him and such spiritual and moral conscience that he knows maybe 10 of them would do that, maybe 50, maybe 50,000, maybe 50 million. But the majority will one day rise up against the crazy pervert, and they will say no more of this because God has put it in our nature to come back to the nature that he created us in. But look how we have to suffer in this hell where everything perverted is fashionable. And true nature is a freak. Yes, they call us freaks. You don't believe in streaking? You don't believe in exchanging wives? You don't believe in going back to back or upside down? What do you people do for life? You don't have no fun at all. The Quran, Surah 91, Ayat 1, the sun and its brightness. Matthew 16, 13 to 16, son of man, who do you say I am? Shams, what is Shams? The sun. What is the role of the sun in our environment? It is the news bringer of a new day. It brings the news of a new day, and it gives us light for livelihood. It warms us, gives us warmth. Oh, yes. It brings us up from our bed, and it induces in us sleep when it starts to set. Is that right? They call us Sam and Shine, talking about Shunk, the sun. The role in our environment is the news bringer and gives light for livelihood. It warms and regulates our lives. When the European was in the caves and hillsides of Europe, and you were on the banks of the Nile in the Niger River, when you were in Ghana, Timbuktu, in your glory, you were the Khalifa. You made the people rise up for work. You marshaled the energy and the resources. You were the one who clothed the world. But now look where you are, Sam. You don't shine now for the world. You shine for me. That's why they were saying they were ridiculing. Sambo, Bo, represents passionate impulses. But now look at Sambo. You know they had to put Bo on Sam. Do you know why? Bow represents passionate impulses. You use a bow to shoot the arrow, and you have to draw the string back to fire it. And that's just how your impulses work. First, you get tension from going in one direction, and then the thing fires out with the force of the tension you see. So tension can be built up because of servitude and in captivity. Because of corruption, because of many factors, tension can be built up. And the bow of that tension, sooner or later, will fire out of protest. Is that right? It fires out of protest. Sam used to be a natural man. He used to know from his own nature when he should fire out. They called him Sambo. Hence, past, present, and future, and control. The Quran, Surah 91, Ayat 1 to 2, by the sun and the moon that follows. Joshua 10, 12 to 13, or 12 to 3, pardon me. Joshua made sun stand still. They have three tenses, don't they? In fact, they have four. They have past tense, present tense, future tense, and this one you didn't know about. Control tense. Well, we want to move in all of the tenses. Tense. So we want present, we want past, future, and control tense. The scripture said, and Joshua made the sun stand still. That is control tense. All right. So when you design a life for yourself with an object in mind, and you marshal everything and complement that, and to support that, man, you are on your own time then. You are not in the past. You are not in the present. You have even gotten beyond the future. Oh, yes. But actually, when you receive that way, you are really in the future. But you have stepped ahead of the ordinary concept of future time. You have stepped into the control time, I'm telling you. To learn with him, they would bow. Those who don't know, they can't respect it because they don't know. But the learned will bow their heads. They would take off their caps, and they would put down their wisdom.
out of respect for what God has blessed the uneducated with. Yes, praise be to Allah. So this trend that we have of going now with the wind, each one becoming his own island, individualism, individualistic. So this is doing away with us. That is destroying the last bit of sense we have as a people. We have to come back to the Allah, the clock principle of attaching ourselves to each other for the sake of life. The Quran says he created the human being from water, right? And then a clot of blood put into a place of rest. The water didn't rest, did it? No, not in the Quran. It wasn't the water that rests. It was the blood that rests. So what does that mean? What is the difference between the two scriptures? One says, lead me by quiet waters. Lead me by still waters to a tree planted by the water. It is talking about rested water, meaning that what is important for man is to rest his spiritual anxiety so that he becomes spiritually at peace. What the Quran is saying with its terminology is this: man will not find rest spiritual concepts alone. He will only find rest when he establishes his social concerns. So blood is man's social bond. Blood represents man's social concerns. There are strong sticking bonds than spiritual concerns. You hear me? I know you do. You wouldn't be quiet if you didn't hear me. All right. The Quran, Surah 91, Ayat 1, the sun and its brightness. The son, how I am to read this, my Lord. He finally comes to read it as God intended for him to read it. That the potential of the earth rising up out of the earth. The potential of the earth comes up out of the earth to light the earth. Now look at your earth, your body. He also made a sun to rise in your body, in the dead matter of your body. And once your potential rises up and frees itself from the bowels of your earth, your personal body, it will light your world. The sun may be used as a sign or a symbol of Khalifa, the potential that is in us, that once it is freed or released, it becomes the light of our world. If I am right, correct in that, then look how well this language problem supports what I'm saying. They can't give a gender to the sun. One language says that it is a she. Another language said it is a he. Another language said it is nature. Potential in man is male and female. Isn't this the same problem we have with our own selves? This sex problem we have, we can't decide whether we should be men or women. Females or males or unisex or what? But in our potential, we are both. Sun is centered of planets. The Quran, Surah 91, Ayat 1, the sun and its brightness. So the sun, while it's living, what is the sun for us? An earth, a planet, that belongs to the sun. It's our protection as a center, and we are going around it held by universal gravitation. Because of our nearness to the sun, the balance is created where we are not pulled into the sun and we are not pushed far away from the sun. So we are kept at a certain distance of safety. But if the sun was removed, we would be lost in the heavens, lost in the solar system. We would have no more family unity. We would be thrown helplessly into space. So-called God speaks, you listen. Isn't that a sign then that your soul has a sacred core, and in that sacred core you listen and God speaks? And as long as you respect that sacred core, in the center of your soul, you will be protected to go freely in your orbit
roam the world, but stay in the law and under the law. Respect your center. That's a sign, brothers. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran, Surah 92, Ayah 3, male, not like female. Zikr is the thinking the man as an intellect. Bashira is man as a social member in the social order. What makes him now important as a member of the social order? Because he is sensitive in his outer body, whereas a woman is sensitive in her inner body. So the man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants is sensitive in his outer body. So when he sees his family hurt, children, friends, neighbors hurt, etc., he is concerned. Man created by more than sex, but knowledge. The Quran, Surah 4, Ayat 1, we created man from a single soul. The Quran, Surah 92, Ayat 3, Allah made the male and the female. Genesis 2:21, Eve from Adam's rib. We are not lying when we say Adam, and it says a man, a human person, and that Adam was given a mate from his own body, and many children came from the two who made it, and that populated the world. And we are not lying at all, because this is language. That has to be translated from picture to education. Mankind is not created just by sex. If he was created just by sex, he would still be an animal, running around with other animals, hunting, and living like other animals, making sounds like dogs, wolves, or other animals. He would still be in that shape. If his mind wasn't turned on to understand his life in the world that he is in, with his intelligence, with that process starts in his body, then he truly comes to life as a human person. So this is science, and this is also religion. Then and only then, he comes into awareness of life as true human person. So the bar is only a potential picture of life out of the socket. When I point to above, I could tell you, see the light? And the word above never comes in your mind. You are going to look at the light, right? But take the above out of the socket and disconnect it with his life of electricity and put it on the table. And if I point to the above and I say, see the light, you will say, man, are you crazy? It still has the same picture. It still has the same shape, form, the same material composition, but it has no light. And it is not light, it is dead. So this is the same way you are when your mind is not turned on to the guidance of God. You are like that bulb taken out of your socket from the flow of light, and you are not human. God made you human. God is talking about life in a body. Without that body, you have nothing but a bulb that has to be put into a socket. And the system has to be in the house and connected to the system outside of the house and become part of the system that lights the whole city, the world, the whole world. Now let us come to conclusions for this statement, for this that, which I told you I was going to give my students and those who trust me as their leader. They don't doubt me. Even if they don't understand me, it doesn't weaken their faith a bit. Prophet made his mind with world like a man and a woman. Those students go with what they can understand and they wait. On God to give them more. Just as the interest comes in the male and the female for them to become a social unit, partners of one another, and their interest brings them to engage each other sexually, and new life comes eventually. And now the family is growing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with his spirit and his guidance, with his interest for our bonding. And he leaves it. He deposits that in the servant. Then that servant, he looks to his woman. His woman may not be even a living female. She may not be even flesh. His mate, his mind, his intelligence and his mental curiosity with the external material world that is feminine in this language of science or science and religion. Dunya is feminine. Adunya is also feminine in the sciences of the world. The object, the objective world out here, the land, the stars, all of these things, the early prophets in the Bible, they were called seers, and they were looking at God's handiwork. I'm using the Bible for that word, handiwork, means the awful way that he put the heavens and the earth together. They come to the conclusion after engaging, you get engaged, and then you marry. Have to engage the external world. The object in the sky, the earth, the wind, the weather pattern, the rivers, the light, flesh, and plant life, feeding on the waters, all this beautiful pieces of art that they witness, that they know man did not do and cannot do this. Allah made man zikr, zikr and women unha. And they come to the conclusion saying, I know you exist because I have seen your handiwork. Isn't that wonderful? So this is the thinker. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he made the male dhikr, thinking, reflecting, contemplating, studying, trying to understand. And he made the woman ufthan, ufthat. The Quran Surah 92, Ayat 4, each has a goal, the verse in. Each individual has a goal or a destiny that God is influencing to reach for. Those high achievements that your collective conscience has inspired you to. You should have sense of a sacred destiny. Anytime a people have been reduced to a level lower than that of any other cultural group, if they have any belief in God, shouldn't think that they have a sacred destiny. The children in Egypt didn't believe their suffering was without an answer under Moses. They believed they had a sacred destiny. The Quran, Surah 92, Ayat 12, pardon me. We take it upon ourselves to God. So when God speaks, he speaks as a sovereign, as king for the kingdom, like the king precedent. They don't say I, they say we. He may have written the decree by himself, but he'll say, we made this declaration, equals he has authority for whoever else may have an interest in the matter. The Quran, Surah 92, Ayat 18, stand with to purify themselves. Spend wealth to purify themselves. So the Muslim is not one who keep growing materially, intellectually, and not giving anything. Does a tree go without giving a bird of grass, a blade of grass, without giving? It grows and yields something back to the earth. Everything in life that grows gives back. And God has established charity for us. The Quran, Surah 92, Ayat 18, spend wealth to purify self. We don't think of materialism, the material world, and material interests as needing purification. But Allah says in the Quran, take from them something of their wealth for their purification. that tells us that if people would be willing to give something of the material things that they love for Allah, then that act would have effects of purifying them materially, and their material interest and time would be not be impure or corrupt, but it will be pure also. The Quran, Surah 92, Ayat 18. Spend wealth to purify self. God has altered us through the presence of danger in the material life of man, and tend to take him off of his path of purity and lead him into corruption. Most sins in this world stems from material abuse. Those who give in charity of their own free will and love to do so are not materialistic. Giving in charity is a requirement for purification as ordered by God. So the progressiveness, easy difficulty. The Quran, Surah 94, Ayat 1 to 5, with difficulty is ease. In the above verse, Allah tells us that Satan wants us to have empathy and hatred between us, and that we should be taken from the remembrance of God through the drinking of intoxicants and gambling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in another place in the Quran that we are not to go near prayer in an intoxicated state until we understand what we are saying. Prophet Muhammad, prayer that the peace be upon him, said in a parable, if anyone would wash in a river that came by his home five times daily, would they be left on him any impurities? And the reply to him from his followers was, no. The message in the parable is that the five daily prayers cleanses us, as God says in the Quran. Surely prayer keeps away evil and indecency. Prayer is a form of purity that cleanses. We also know that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said Muslim prayers are an ascension, meaning that they lift us from the low, base, vulgar, and degrading things. The Muslim gets a sense of upliftment or ascension, a sense of being raised up to God when he performs his prayer. God wants us to remember him, he says. Establish prayer for my remembrance. God wants us to be purified. And as previously said, God does not want difficulty, hardship for us. For many, it is difficult to get up at dawn in the morning and make the dawn Fajr prayer. But God also tells us in the Quran that it is difficult, except for those who are strong in their devotion to God. Yet in another verse, God tells us that after every difficulty, there is relief, ease. Thus we see that God wants ease for us. However, we have to accept some difficulties. To make our prayers as we should, we must accept some difficulty. Taking care of ourselves as regards the practical things, such as care of our hygiene, eating the proper foods, maintaining the proper home environment for Muslims, etc., is difficult. All of this is extreme. It's extra work and difficult. But this difficulty is given to us by God to make our life better. You have probably heard the old saying, a stitch in time saves nine, or an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. So these old sayings are telling us that if we take care of the present things, then we won't have so much trouble in the future. God wants us to take care of certain needs in order that we may avoid greater difficulties. So if he has ordered us to do things that seem difficult, then we should understand by his words that he wants us to be guided aright and to be purified. Thus, we should fulfill our obligations to him, to the prophet, to each other, and to our community. If we are to fulfill these obligations, we must be dutiful as Muslims and remember that just as God wants us to use ease and purity and all of the things that make for a good life, Satan wants trouble for us. Furthermore, Satan's way seems easier. We hear people saying, do whatever you want. Do your own thing. Sin corrupt your life. Have fun and don't care about the consequences, such as the invitation of Satan. God tells us that Satan is our open enemy, that he is the obvious enemy of man. God gives us good advice in the Quran wherein he says, O man, certainly the promise of God is true. Let not then this present life deceive you, nor let the chief deceiver deceive you about God. Verily, Satan is an enemy to you, so treat him as an enemy. He only invites his adherents that they may become companions of the blazing fire. For those who reject God is a terrible penalty, but for those who believe and work righteous deeds is forgiveness and a magnificent reward. Is he then to whom the evil of his conduct is made alluring so that he looks upon himself as God, equal to one who is rightly guided? The Muslim is not supposed to take intoxicants, such as liquors and alcohol and drugs and etc. There are Muslims who are very serious about not taking those things, but there are those who are weak and want to do those things, yet claim to be Muslim. So this makes a division between us, especially if these weak people desire such things in their hearts. The real Muslim, even though he is doing such things, won't desire them in his heart and will hate that anyone to know that he is breaking the law of God. The Quran, Surah 94, Ayah 1, Allah expanded hearts. God says he has not narrowed the man's heart. He enlarged it so that it's room inside for all humanity. The Lalians, Caucasian, rich, poor, educated, illiterate, etc. So the best chest means spiritual conscience, intellect. The Quran, Surah 94, Ayat 1, have we not expanded thy chest? The Quran, Surah 6, Ayat 125, chest expanded, constricted. The breast refers to the heart, to the spiritual conscience, and the intellect. It also refers to understanding. It means the man has a very limited or narrow understanding. The chapter that brings our attention to the nature of human struggles, to the dynamics of the human spirituality and social makeup and spiritual makeup. This chapter is telling us, brothers and sisters, that this is the nature that God has put in his human creatures. And not only in the human being, this is in every creature. You might recall when I began talking about the need for moral development in this community and the current kind of spiritual vision in this community. Moral muscles use or lose it. So the trend to illustrate that by saying your moral makeup is a muscle. And like your physical muscle, if you don't use it, it will collapse. Now believe me, the whole human makeup, your desires for physical improvement and material improvement. In your life, your desire for spiritual improvement, in your life, your desire for improved relations with your loved ones, whatever it is, believe me, the more you struggle, the more progress you realize. the whole human being and his total concept, his total entity, his spirituality, his intellect, everything has this particular nature given to it by God. It operates like a physical muscle. The less you use it, the weaker it gets. So don't hate people who drive you to use what you got. Hate people that tell you sit down and relax until something comes by you. Hate them. Don't hate the people that drive you to use what you have. Because in using what you have, you're going to become better equipped to do things for yourself and by yourself. Barak Allahu Dadeen. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means as it please God. And we thank a new Africa, excellent Mirage Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.